Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Monty James, broadcasting live, well, sort of, from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Mo. Now, this is a convention where radio owners send their overworked and underpaid broadcasting teams to KC with free buffets and open bar tabs for 3 days. So if you hear some folks sounding a little under the weather today whilst giving the market, you can blame it on this here convention. By the way, the Hot Barn Report is up for a couple of national awards tonight. We'll keep you posted. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Yesterday at the CME in Chicago, front month live cattle, some folks calls them fat cattle, tipped 37 cents at 184.02. Feb fats faltered 5 cents at 186.07. Impressive numbers, but not even close, bud, to the incredible numbers posted at Stockman's of Yankton on Tuesday. 88 head of 1,460-pound red heifers hit 195. Heifers, mind you, 1,500-pound black steers boomed to 194.50. As you can see, and as we always say, it pays to go the live auction way. Live it, love it, learn it.
Yeah,
on the feeder cattle side of the equation, yeah, sorry. Jan feeders closed up 7 cents at 243.65. I might have stayed on a little late, too. March calves gained 47 at 242.20. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's the numbers texted in from our lucky 13 reporting barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt. What are the most impressive weeks I've seen in 8 years of doing this here show? Here's proof. Bassett Livestock Auction had a string of 510-pound steers off the Cybrant Ranch hit 349. Yowza! A load of 850-pound yearling steers went for an amazing 262 at Torrington Livestock. 530-pound black-hided steers sold to the highest bidder for 340. That was yesterday at Stockman's in Dickinson, North Dakota. No relation to Stockman's in Yankton, South Dakota. Platte Livestock Market in Dutch Country had young-bred cows peak at $3,000. Stacked in Jack Midge Bartle at Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota, sent a load of 5-weight green-black steers to Iowa Corn Country for $332.50. Remember, general listener, this is the top end of the food chain. There's also some great deals to be had for all y'all farmer feeders. See video details of today's sales and critters to be had at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A. I'm having me a Kansas City strip tonight, I guarantee.
That is my jam.
Yeah. This breaking beef news brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Beef Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Connect directly, bid confidently. At Purple Wave Auction, transparency is key. With no reserves and no hidden surprises, you're connected directly to sellers so you can inspect and bid on quality equipment with confidence. Whether you're looking for ag, construction, or fleet equipment, we're here to ensure a clear, hassle-free experience. Register today at purplewave.com and start bidding with peace of mind. Purple Wave Auction. The easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.